something else. I know I could get my mind together where it first started from, and it wasn't for giving the Lord. It was some other country. I think that's a profit making they do it for. Oh, I don't know. Better hush. I don't know just what I'm talking about.
I know it's profit making here. Did you get oranges in your stocking too?
Huh?
Did you get oranges in your stocking too?
Yeah. Well, everybody'd get something just alike, you know.
Did you raise a vegetable garden?
Huh?
Did you raise a vegetable garden out on your farm?
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
What did you raise in it?
We raised cabbage and tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
And onions. Now tell him all of it. What
beets.
Beets.
Carrots.
Carrots.
Cucumbers.
Lettuce. Everything that you could buy seed for, you know, that's where the seed man liked us to come, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Buy lots, huh? Did you raise these little red things that had come up early in the spring?
Radishes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think no garden is complete without some of those.
Uh-huh.
Except for now, those long white ones, icicles,
mm-hmm.
we call them.
Yeah,
you've
got to have them.
Oh, I like those little red ones.
I do too. I think they're so pretty.
They're
so
pretty.
They're good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we was at home, we raised a big garden all the time, something like an acre.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have an acre garden, you know, our family.
Yeah.
Everything. Red canned beets and cucumbers.
We made one of these big 60-gallon barrels for a kraut one time.
Mercy.
Just cut it and put it in barrel.
That's a lot of cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of shredding, too.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't shred them like they do nowadays. We just they'd straighten me out a hole.
Mm-hmm.
And just take that hole, you know, down and put a big, wash them good and clean and put them down in and chop them up. Just chop them up right
now. It'd be like today that, putting that cabbage up, we could put it up much nicer, you know. We've got a machine, you know, that's cut that just the right way.
Yeah.
And cut the...
Well, we didn't know no better, so we got
done. Tasted just as good, too, I'll bet.
Yeah, then you slip out there, you know, pull
them, hook
up and get your handful of that crowd out
whatever
got made.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that was wonderful.
They'll hear that on this paper now.
I don't care. I ain't
ashamed of it. That's all right. That won't go any place. This isn't for the world. This is just for us. There'll be a lot of stuff on here that I won't use, but... What I do want, I'll be able to get off right now.
That's all I wish we was together.
Well, I wish we had education or something or other. We don't either one know nothing. And we can.
Oh, come on now.
Nothing's much interesting. We just talk what we've done all of our lives.
Well,
all we know.
That's what I want. You mentioned onions. Did they ever call those anything else?
No, just onions, all I know.
They ever call them ingerns around here?
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, yeah,
the old time. Wait a minute, the old timers used to call them ingerns.
Ingerns.
They had a funny name for them.
Mm-hmm.
A little different to that, onion. But they got proper then and made them onion, you know.
What did you call these little small onions that you'd eat early? Eat them with tops and everything, maybe serve them on the table?
Well, we used to have one we called a multiplying onion. We always use these others of green, you know, when they first put them out and they get up about so high, we'll
uh-huh.
pull them up when they're just big enough to go to eat.
And that's when they're good, when they're
uh-huh.
before they make
when
the head.
When they're young and tender.
Uh-huh. Tender then, you can cut them up in the gravy and things.
Uh-huh.
Good.
You call those anything special when you serve them that way or eat them that way?
Well, we make it up like a salad, you know.
Uh-huh.
Onions and...
Mustard and
lettuce and all cooked up together,
uh-huh.
you know. Then you could take it out and you play, put gravy over it, you know.